101. Continuing our Siman Kuf Peches, I'd like to discuss today, I think, a very important issue, which also has halacha lemaaseh ramifications. I mentioned the end yesterday, the issue of the poskim talk about where a piece of part of the uterus falls out and so on, that's considered to be a dam. So I mentioned that that could come up with regards to a biopsy, right? So we're talking about today, we touched upon it before, but it's mentioned here. I'll speak a little more about it. The question, psichas hakever below dam. You know, can the rechem, can the uterus open up? Can the uterus open up, you know, without discharging any dam? Or do we assume that every time it opens up, then it's automatically going to be dam, whether we happen to see it or not? And again, this will also have ramifications for certain gynecological procedures when something is inserted. You know, will that render the woman nida and so on? So that's what I'd like to look at today. The sugya begins with the Mishnah, the beginning of the third parak of Nida, and that's on the Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph in source number one. The Mishnah says, "Hamapeles chaticha." That's what we've been talking about. Hamapeles chaticha, right? We define chaticha as I don't know a good English word, but it doesn't mean a slave. Like I called it a shapeless mass. I think that's how I defined it, a blob. You know, huh?
That's
What?
called an embryonic sac. I mean,
Arshel,
that's part of the
but
evaluation of
yeah,
the
that's one of the examples. Okay, all right,
embryonic
okay.
sac.
Okay, I don't, but chaticha is not always an embryonic sac. That is an example of a Mapel's chaticha, but could be. Okay, I mean, it's fine. We get the idea. Okay, that she discusses, that she did, the she discharges some sort of a, you know, a piece of flesh, I guess that's what I'd say. It. Okay. Anyway, so the Mishnah says, Imyesh imodam tameya, tahora. Okay, and Rashi explains this too. Imyesh right? But if there's no dam, then she's tahora. Okay, why? Because as Rashi explains in the second source, we love Torah, the love lady, right? This is not considered lady. This is not a fetus. Okay, it may have been the beginning of the fetus, or you're saying the embryonic sac or something like that. It may relate to what should have developed into a fetus and so on. Okay, in other words, the idea is that it's you know part of the issue, I suppose. Well, all right, we'll get back to that. But I mean, the discharge is, it's a miscarriage basically, but it comes out with dam. So then she's tamei, not she's tara. That's the Rashi says the lav leida, he delayed the havi, because that would be considered a leida. The point is why we're talking about leida, because there's this thing called dam leida as well. Generally speaking, one has a baby, so there's a lot of blood. That's not dam nida. There's blood from the process of a leida, and we discussed. You may remember the very beginning of the year, we had a term lady abeshta. You know, when a woman has a leida, there's no dam. That's almost impossible, you know, the regular leida. But here, then the halacha is that even if there is, happens, even by leida, even if there is no dam, she's still tamei, it's dam leida. Okay, even if there was no dam, it's called a lady abeshta. So that's the Rashi's explaining. That's why here, if she's an apelas chaticha, this whatever, this shapeless mass, this flesh comes out and there's no dam with it, she's tahora according to the Tanakhama, the Chacham over here, because that's not considered later. The later have it below dam nami tamei duksiv kimeini das dosa titmal. So even a miscarriage is considered a later for tumma purposes, right? I mean, even a you know, any type of leida is considered a leida for tumma. You know, even a miscarriage is considered a leida for tumma purposes. So therefore, this is not a leida. That's the point. And therefore, Chacham hold that she remains tahara. It's not nida and it's not leida, and it's that's it. If there's no dam, obviously, yeah.
Why wouldn't it be
Nida? I mean, why is it tahara? We're saying there's no dam. We're saying there's no dam. That's the case, right? Im yesh im adam tmei. You're right. Look, right. If there was dam with it, we're talking about the first case is im yesh im adam tmei. Yeah, and Rashi said the mishum nida, absolutely. But in lav, there's no dam with it, so it's not nida, and it's not all the, it's also not a later, because if it were a later, wouldn't the point is if it were a later, wouldn't matter if it was dam or not. So that's what I'm saying. It wouldn't make a difference because it should be tamei anyway. So we don't consider this a leida. That's what the Chacham was saying. And Yehuda Omer Torah. I'm sorry. Yehuda Omer Ben Kach Ben Katoya. I'm sorry. Yehuda says she's tamei either way, with or without the dam. So the Gemara has a discussion back and forth. What's this machlokas around? does the machlokas go around? What does the machlokas revolve around? Right? Is it this issue? Is it considered late? That is yod. It is considered late. You know, the Gemara there, which we're not going into now, but you can look it up. On the chaf alaf manaf, bounces around what the issue is. The conclusion towards the bottom of the page there, neither chaf alaf manaf. Source three, elamar nafim breitzo beefsher lepsichas hakever beladam kamifligi. This machlokas hakamin huda revolves around whether the uterus can open and the taka really be no blood, no dam that comes out with it. That's the question. Is it possible for the uterus to open without any blood coming out? According to the Tanakhama, it's possible. And therefore, if it's taka no dam, it's definitely not a leda. Okay, it's not a leda. This chaticha is not considered a leda. And the uterus may have opened up, but there was no dam. That's certainly within the realm of possibility. Therefore, she remains tahara. And Behuda is of the opinion that no, it's not possible. Like, it's not possible. If the uterus opened up, so then, and which obviously it did, to discharge this flesh, discharge this chaticha. So if it opened up, then she's tamei. Either there was no dam, we didn't see the dam, but ef shel psichas adam, kever below dam. Right? Rashi explains kever is another word for the rechem. You know, I mean, kever is enclosed, right? So the uterus, it means the rechem. Okay, below dam le hilchas arbonon ki leka dam tahora. Okay, if there's no dam, then tahora. Afila chaticha, even if the chaticha is shall arba minei the hadamim, if the color we discussed the other week, right? What the different the four different shades of red and so on. Even if the chaticha is the right shade of red, that would ordinarily be a problem were it to be done, okay? But that's okay. That doesn't make her tummy. Why? The chaticha lav damhu elabasar, because that whole rule of the different colors and so on applies to dam and not to a chaticha. This is not blood. Okay, this is a solid exactly, but it's a mass. Okay, it's not blood. So therefore, says Rashi, explaining the Shita Lechacham, it doesn't make a difference what color it is. That whole issue with the different colors rendering somebody tamei is only regarding the actual dam. And this is again the chaticha lav dam huel abasar. Okay. V'lo amadam acher ikev anan hu delo chazinan. And we don't say according to Chachamim, well, no, there must have also been some other dam that was just charged for actual dam, not just the chaticha. Apparently, that's the Havmin, right? Don't think that there must have been some dam discharged with this chaticha as well, and we just didn't see it. The Kasavi Rabbanon, Efshel, Psichas Kerry, below Dam. Because the Chachamim hold that it's possible for the uterus to open up and discharge this Chatif, and no Dam comes out. And therefore, if we don't see any Dam, we don't have to assume that there was Dam. That's how Rashi explained. However, the Behuda, according to Behuda, for Afili Yeroka Levana Tameya, okay, I don't care, the other extreme, I don't care what color, okay, even if it's Yarok, whatever Yarok is we discussed, right, or it's Levan, Tameya, Devadai Dam Achar Hava Vanan, Hudalo Chazinan. The EF shall have seen Sakari below dam. The view, the whole, no, it's not possible. And therefore, there must have been some other dam. We didn't notice it. It got absorbed, whatever it is. We didn't notice it. And therefore, she's going to be tamei. And that's the Gemara concludes is the machlokas in there in the Nidar of Chaf Aleph and Aleph in the Mishnah. Again, the beginning of the third parak. All right. So according to the Chachamim, if there was dam, then she's a nida. If not, she's not a nida. The Buddha says that even if she doesn't find me dam, she's still a nida because ef shalak she's a kever below dam. Okay. Now we would ordinarily assume that we'd pass out the Chachamim, right? You know, I mean, the Rambam. We'll see that there seems to be in a moment a stam Gemara, which is like a Behuda, and that is a Gemara later on. Okay, in the daf samach vav of five. Yeah. No, because we're saying, you know, he's saying if we don't see it, it was there anyway. We don't know. I mean, in other words, yeah. So we'll see later that EF shows. I mean, we have to be choshish that there was. We don't know. We don't know. You know, the suffix. That's the issue.
It sounds like it's my focus in whether a woman's capable of doing it or not.
No, so that's what I'm saying. So I hear what you said, but even according to if EF shows the Gabriel Dam means, in other words, I think even Behud is not saying that automatically was Dam. He's saying with the Choshesh, perhaps it was. And, you know, and the Chacham will say that we don't have to be Choshesh. I guess they'll say, even if we don't see it, then we don't have to be choshesh. Because it is theoretically possible. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. Let's see. Okay, let's go by there. Okay. Anyway, we have a Stam Gemara in source number five. We'll come back to that. Again, L'chorev, Machos, Chanachan, L'chachamim. So we should pass that to Chachamim that EF Shalom Sikhas are not. Maybe actually halachically, you don't consider that dam or something. That's I would have to say that thing. Okay, whatever there was, we wouldn't halachically. But the Chacham say that Epsom Sikh is a Kevilo dam. Okay, now, but there's a Gemara later on in the Samachom out of five. Adre Rava, the Rav Shmuel, the Dorish, and he gave the following case. Again, the background of the case is not pivotal for us, but we'll mention anyway because that's what the Gemara's talking about. It says, Kishsa. A woman, she went into labor and had difficult labor. Okay, so she had a labor for 2 days during, and it was during the Yidav Yimei Ziva. Okay, it means that she'd become a Nida, very rare case. She'd become a Nida, you know, a couple weeks before. She became a Nida before she went into labor. And now it's, you know, that period is up and it's during the 11 days, as Rashi says, Kasha Shnayim Barosa Yimei Zo. Okay. So she went into labor, and now she saw dam. Okay, so those 2 days she saw dam. Ulushlishi hipila, and the third day she miscarried. Okay, and the third day of this, whatever this was. Okay, so teishev shiva nikiyim. She has to. She becomes an either. She has to wait the shiva nikiyim. Okay, now why? Because kasavar. Kasavar, number one, ain't kishur in the following. There's something called dam koshi. Dam that comes out, we'll have to go back to this when we talk about the labor and delivery, but dam koshi is dam which came out as a result of labor, okay? And that's not considered dam neither, okay? So here, the bleeding counts as the beginning of the labor if it ends in a miscarriage. Okay, so in other words, she had a total of 3 days of bleedings. So that's why she has to now sit Shiva Nikim. All right, there's a tour of Dam Koshi, but a tour of Dam Koshi, which is bleeding from labor, that's only a tour in a labor that results in a childbirth. A labor that results in the here, it didn't. Okay, so then we don't have that cool. So, okay. And then furthermore, he says, what's most relevant to us over here is that the EF shall of Sikhs are okay, yeah, she was going to get a little dumb. So that's the Stam Gemara, the argument over here. This is Rava, who's later than Amora. Okay, so here he's saying like Rav Elazar that EF shall psichas akever below dam. All right, that's the sugya and Stam Gemara Aleph. So therefore, we can't run the paskin like the Chachamim. We just had the sugya and Chaf Aleph. Okay, it's about Chokas and Mishnah, Rav Elazar and Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. So a pasuk like Chachamim. But here, you have this other Gemara that one of the Amoraim was explaining. Again, we don't need now to know the whole situation about you know, the labor and the Dam Koshi, but that, I just gave you quickly the background. But the bottom line is he says, EF Shabsich Zakar Belo Dam. Okay, now, just as a side point, the Sugya over there in Samach Vav is Mashma, okay, that the whole rest of the sugya, the machok is telling also that if she it miscarried and didn't know what it was, the boy or girl, okay, so she'd have to be a carbon, okay, or if even was alive, it was anything, she miscarried, not a boy or girl, was it anything? So then Tanakama says, that's the situation where Tanakama says she has to bring a carbon, but it's eno nechel, because it's suffering. Okay, Yeshua says she's bring carbon and it's nechel, because he says, ef shel psichas akever lo dam. Okay, and the Tanakhama over there perhaps holds Epsilon Shilskevel Odam, but so therefore, you know, it's difficult to compare this sugya of over there on the Samhav exactly to us, because we're told she was Mapelas Achaticha, okay, which didn't have any dam, and the Chacham said Tahora because Epsilon Shilskevel Odam, okay, and there the Chacham said it's a Suffolk. So how come here they say, you know, there they say it's a suffix, you bring a carbon, but you don't need it, you know, it's based on suffix. Whereas over here, the Chacham say, Epsom Sikha Dam is below Kev, Epsom Sikha below Dam. Right? They're not a suffix. She's Vadai Torah. I mean, that, look what it says in our mission, back in one, right? In Yeshua Adam Torah, Lav Torah. It doesn't say suffix. The case over there implies the Chacham said it's a suffix. All right, so based on that, I was telling you before, Soloveitchik said, that even if Epshel Psyche Dam, there's still a suffix, okay, if there really was Dam here or not. But even if you hold that Epshel Psyche below Dam, all right, but that doesn't mean Bivados, it's Epshel, not by the way. Epshel doesn't mean Bivados, that there was no Dam, okay? So it doesn't make that point. And that's what I was trying to answer your question before. So why isn't she, you know, why isn't it a suffix? Okay, the answer is because we're mamid on the chazaka. She was tahara, right? We go to the Rebbe Safik, so therefore we start off the chazaka. She was up to tahara. Okay, yeah. Again, this is a chatich without dam. All right. However, in the case over there where she had a miscarriage, so we know she miscarried something. We know she miscarried something. So there, we can't be mamad al-chazak to the Torah because she was definitely mamad to something. You follow what I'm saying? So that's the chilek. But what I want to bring out from what the Rebbe was saying is that even if you hold efshar l'psich zekabel odam, but there's still a suffix, was there actually dam here or not? We don't know that. We didn't see any. That's what I explained to you before. Efshar l'psich zekabel odam doesn't mean that there definitely was dam. It just means that it's efshar. And therefore, it's a suffix, and since it's a suffix, we'll be makel because she has a chazaka, she was a tahara. So, but still, can we do a scientific test to find out? It's a question still in place. I have to think about it. Okay, but anyway, that's what I wanted to add from there. But anyway, more important for us right now is the Stam Gemara Nida, which Rava says, Efshar e Efshar l'psich zekar below dam. Okay, on the other hand, before we take that Gemara too strong into account, there's a Gemara in Krisus. On Daf Yoram and Aleph. All right, for some reason I went in 7 and 8. I hit the button twice. It's the same thing. I just first left out part of the Gemara, and then I put it in. I mean, I really meant to include all number 8. But it doesn't. The point is, it's also a complicated case over there also. Okay, a complicated case there. Creases. Let's look at 8. It says, Omar of Ashi, Rava Mitaritzla, Biyom Mem, Litzir Zachar, Yom Shvon, Litzir Nekeva. Okay, they're talking about the Tumah 40 days and 80 days, but not the 40. Mark thought the first was the 40 days, the 80 days after the baby's born. But no, it's 40 days till it's serious. And anyway, again, it's a complicated case. The Gemara talks there about Lady Abeshta, right? Lady Abeshta. And the Gemara also concludes over there, Kamashon, the Efshel Psychas Akeril Odam. Okay, Efshel Psychas, the Rashi explains in 9, Yudam and Alpha increases, Amar Ashi Rabba Lomatar, so be on Mem di Meitar Klal. Or she, 40 days doesn't mean 40 days after the birth of a regular baby, but 40 days there is referring to 40 days after she had the baby, 40 days after she became pregnant, right? A miscarriage. Okay. Anyway, without going into the details there, but look at the conclusion of that Gemara. Kamashalan, the Efshar L'psich Sakar Belodan. So that Gemara seems to say Efshar L'psich Sakar Belodan. What's more striking is who's the speaker? Rava, same Rava who said source 5 and neither some Vav and Aleph said the other way. So it's the steer and Rava. Now that's not my problem necessarily, but it'll bounce back to our question: who do we passing like? In other words, we said we have machlokas of Lez Nacham, and we didn't want to pass on Nacham and neither of Chaf Aleph because you have the Gemara and some Vav. Rava says you have Shlopsiches Kevel Odam, right, which is like a Behuda. Okay, that's true. On the other hand, Rava himself, even weren't Rava. There is another Gemara. He could answer there that Rav Ashi was quoting Rava. Okay, you can always get out of steers and speakers. But the bottom line is the Gemara in Krisus Daf Yoram Aleph concludes that and Anita Sam of Rav, it concluded Efshar Psilek Rav. So bottom line is, what's the halacha? Okay, how do we paskin on this question? So if you take a look in Tosas there in Krisus, okay, Daf Yudam and Aleph, the Rimasa Kamashalom. Tosha says, Pirish Afil Efshar Psilpsif and Rodam, the Hachi Pasak, the Shiltas of Achai, the Hai, the Hachamish, the Shoftim is Orkin. Since you bring a carbon and so on, Tosha says, we paskin, like the Sugi over here, that yes, Efshar Psilpsif and Kever, below Dam. That's what Tosha says in the name of the Shiltas. Okay, I printed the Shilta for you. Okay, it's actually not as definitive as the Tosfos quotes it, but we'll see in a second. I don't feel like that when I was in the Kola, if there was ever a Tosfos to quote a Shultas, you knew it was Shultas and Yesod HaMechina. It's still the case. It's still, whenever Tosfos quotes a Shultas or meant something usual, usually he's going to ask that. Anyway, if you take a look at the Shultas in 11, the Shultas in Parshas Tazria, Shulta Pei Hei. So there the Shultas says, Kamash Ron, the Hei Chamina, EF Shumsit Kavodam. Hecha the Gomar Tzur Seg the Vlad, the Miftel Tzvei. Aval Hocha came the Gomar Tzur Seg the Vlad, lo Miftel Tzvei, Efshel Psech Kevel Odam, the Chayin Hilchasa. So it's true, the Shultas does say Efshel Psech Kevel Odam, which is what Tosa said. Okay, Tosa says, in Kriyas Tavion. Kamash on Pirish Evshul Shilodam Rahakim Pas Meshilta, and the Shilta does say it right at the end of that line. Evshul Shilodam Kamel Odam B'Chayin Hilchos. But he does make a distinction in terms of the stage, and he says that if it's a normal, fully formed fetus, okay, then even the Shilta says then it's impossible to have a Pesuch Kamel Odam. Okay, but that's not our case anyway. Our case is the chaticha. So then, okay, in the case of chaticha, the case of some sort of other type of miscarriage where it's not a fully formed, a fetus. So then, Tosis is correct. I mean, understandably, Tosis is correct. That is what the Shultz has to say: is that efsher lepsius akher below dam b'chein hilchosa. So says the Shultz. Okay. However, if you look in Rishonim, the Rush here in Nida Par Gimel Sun Aleph, Be'ash here source 12. The Rosh says, "Hapelas chaticha neishon adam tmei v'lav tor." Rehuda remain kavon tmei. The shuchaticha atzma ena tmei. I feel him here. Arbim amaras damim. Ela b'ha pligi. Here's the machlokas. The Rosh is summarizing our sugi here in the beginning of Paragimel of Nida Siman Aleph. Ela b'ha pligi. Rabbanan savri efshom sichas kavon adam. Rehuda savri savri efshom sichas kavon adam. V'halacha k'rab Yehuda. Okay, guess what? The Rosh says we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, maybe because we have that stam gemara. Okay, Behuda says, and therefore, Efsher lepsichas hakever below dam. The Rosh says outright, halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, no doubt about it. All right, that Efsher lepsichas adam is hakever below dam. The Rashba, the Bais Arach, the beginning of Bais Zayin Sharvav. Okay, 13. Shar Shishi, Haledes Yashav Adam Torah, Devar Torah, Haledes Tmei Kenida, Bein Ra Adam, Bein Ein Ra. Okay, yep. And that's because it says in the pasuk, "Tama she was young, kimeinu das devosal titmo." Again, even if she has a what's called the lady abeshta, right? She sees dam, she doesn't dam. She's the yoledes is tmei hanida. Okay, vein hefresh ben yoldo v'lad chayav vein hipila nefel. There's no difference whether she gives birth to a lot or she is stillborn. However, by medrar more, like the shulta said, ben nefel she nigmar tzuroso. We're talking about nefel. You know, God forbid, you know, sometimes you have a baby that's a stillborn. So that's an Eiffel, but it's fully formed. It's a tragedy, but okay. An Eiffel, Shanimur Tsuraso, the royal of Bruce and the Shaman, so on and so forth. I will call Shalod Nigmara Tsuraso, but if the fetus was not fully formed, says the Rashba, Kigon, Shalod Nigmara Mamma Yalfiom, which in a royal of Bruce and the Shaman, whatever it is, different stages. Eina Tmemishum Leda, that's not called a Leda, right? The miscarriage is not called a Leda for this purpose. Aval tmei mishum nida, but she will be tmei mishum nida. Lefi she ain psichas hakar below dam. So he too, Rashba too, paskins like the Rabbi Yehuda that ef shel psichas hakar below dam, and the Ramban in his Hilchos Nida Paragimel Ozvav 14 also paskins that way, right? Hamishleches chaticha bein aduma bein levana, right? Doesn't matter the color, like we said before, doesn't make a difference. Those colors only relevant to actual dam, not to chaticha. Afo pishen v'don tmeya ef shel lepsichas hakevel adam. Okay, so that's how these Rishonim paskin. Okay, the Rosh, the Rashba, and the Ram, and the Ramban. Okay, however, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam is in Perek Hey of Hilchos Yerbiyah Halacha Yud Gimel 15. Okay, and the Rambam obviously holds that one second. Yeah. Okay. The Rambam obviously holds that you can she's Torah. Okay, the Rambam holds she's Torah. There's no dam, she's Torah. So he apparently holds that it is possible to have that. Yes, I'm sure. Okay, the Ravid, because of Ravid Zal, had the law kehilchasa. That's not true. The Hasikna, the Efshu Misa Gav Belodam Pligi. Right, they argue about that. Rabban and Sabri, he Efshu Misa Kevelodam, and that's it. Okay. Now the Magid Mishnah, the Ravid's language is all mixed up. Okay, because we have the Rabbanan saying Efsher, he has Efsher. Okay, the Rambam clearly paskins apparently that Efsher is sitting below Dam. All right, the Ravid says the other way, but he has the Shitas the way we have it printed. Magid Mishnah has a discussion about that over here. Okay, the Magid Mishnah is in Parakeg and Halachah Yud Gimel. If you look, maybe a few lines down, four lines down. Uposak Rabbeinu Kistam Mishnah the Hanar Abon. Okay, the Rambam holds like the Star Mishnah, right? Like the Rabbanan. Kedusha Gemara, the Yochel Rabbah, Lachi Rabbah. You know, he did. Ad is a Gemara later on. Okay, Ad is a Gemara later on. Okay, the Gemara later on. You know, can we talk about something else? Okay, by the way, it's very easy. First of all, just in terms of solving the steer in Rava. Okay, remember we had a steer, because by us, neither Salam above, Rava says that EF Shom Sikhat Kabir Adam, and in Croesus, he says F Shom Sikhat Kabir Adam. But again, remember the case. Okay, maybe it's, like it says, maybe the difference whether the fetus is fully formed or not, right? So you could say that they're talking about two different cases theoretically, right? So it's not necessary that the steer and rover, not necessarily steer and anybody. That's what the Shultas sort of paskin both ways. Also, if you look back in the words of Shultas in 11, he said ef shel pesikas kabel adam, then he said ef shel pesikas kabel adam. So what is which is it? Depends. We're talking about a fully formed fetus, then taki ef shel. So you could, that's how you can resolve the steer over there also. So the Rambam doesn't seem, according to Magen Mishnah, to be interested in any of that. He looks only at the Sugya and Chaf Aleph, and he says, Machlokas the Mishnah Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, Yochan Rabbah, Lachik Rabbah, we pass at the Chachamim, and therefore, Efshom Sikhas Akev, Elo Dam. Okay? And more, he said, Halach Yistam Mishnah, and, all right. And he says, okay, various other riots that he brings. Then he said, about 5 months on the bottom of that page, the Tamal arrived. Okay, he doesn't say what the Ravid argues. Okay, he doesn't know what the Ravid argues because he says that seems to be the direction of the Gemara. Okay, in any event, that's the Pesach of the Rambam. So the Rambam is against most Rishonim, as we saw. The Agos Maimonis and Perak Yud of Hilchos Yerubia Halacha Aleph 17. The Agos Maimonis is talking about something else, but he says Omer Reed the Chol Heichod Arminu Beleidi Abeshta Hanu Delo Kehilchos of Kedarish Rabbi Perak Basu the EF Shalap Sikhs Akever below Dam. Okay, again, he holds, Allah says it later on, Halacha Krabi Huda. So it goes, Maimonides quotes again from the from his Rebbeim that it's impossible, EF Shar. Again, it's a Tarki and another Gemara, unless the other Gemara is talking about, a full fledged fetus. But in any event, EF Shalap Sikhs Akever below Dam, that's how most of the Rishonim, That's how most of the Rishonim say. Okay? So what is going on? Oh. Okay. Yeah. I brought in the smog, okay, just to make some interesting points. Because it's a little bit tzarech in the Gemara. What about the Gemara increases? Okay, what about the Gemara increases where Rava says, yes, I'm sure. You know, and again, that's the same Rava. So take a look at the smog. In 18, Lavin Kuf Yud Aleph. The Perak Tinokis, Omer Rava, Shemipila Isha Nefel Enodas and Rosin Lav Tmeo, Sheef Shom Sikhas Kabir Odam. Good. The Perak Dal, Mechusha Kapor, that's Perak Dal, that's the possible that more increases. Omer Rava Sham Epshom Sikhas Odam. So he focused on a spirit in Rava. And Shanir Lafarish, Sherava Omer Kenosephos Creases, Aliba Dahi Bryce of the Lelo Sirle. That's always the answer. He was just explaining the Sugi over there, but he doesn't hold that way himself, okay? You know, I just brought that in. It's just the Rav is just explaining the Bryce and Kriza, but it isn't necessarily Paskin that way. So it's not like a riot. That's how you can say it's not a steer, another answer, or it's not a steer. And he says, if a Shulta is to apply, Pirish from Sevos Kriza, and Abba Benefel Shalom Nir Tzorso. But like I said before, the Tzeshmag says in the Shulta says it two different cases. Okay, there in Kriza is talking about a Nefel Shalom Nir Tzorso. Like a Hilcha Chalap Pachas on Achna Shain Anabikim, based on that. Today, Anachlish Anarikin Bigmar Tsur Savlad, at what point exactly do you say it's a fully formed fetus? So Isha Shiyoda, Bain Bad Shakum, Bain Nathal, Yeshal Insus, EF Shalom, Sinas, the Kerbal Adam, that's a heat passing law. So that's certainly the robe of the robe of the Poskim. Okay, the robe of the Poskim. So again, and the Rambam later we'll see. Okay, so it's pretty much most Rishonim Paskim like Rabbi Yehuda, as it turns out, except for the Rambam, except for the Shultas. Now, I do want to mention, just as a side point, I'm not going into it now at all, but regarding Pesikas HaKever, you know, part of the issue is when the uterus opens up in terms of labor, you know, and childbirth. So that's something we'll talk about more in a later siman. But just to, you know, make you aware, there are actually a few different shiurim that the Gemara and the Poskim there talk about the Warren Shabbos talks about Pesikas HaKever, you know, a woman goes into labor on Shabbos and, you know, and so on and so forth. So again, we're not going to go into that now, but the phrase Pesikas HaKever does appear in Shabbos. regarding Michal Shabbos for Yoledes, right? That's the issue. So there are different shitas there, which were not our issue right now. Okay, but you know, there's if dam does start coming out, that's one definition of psichus hakever, right? Bisman shadam shoses, you know, once the blood starts to come out, but that's not relevant because you know, once his dam, of course, we know she didn't either. Okay, then the Gemara also talks about yoshevis ala mashber, when she sits on a birthing stool. Okay, that's also a question relevant today. They don't go on a birthing stool. Okay, they go into a regular bed. It can be much earlier. Okay, and then there's also bisman shechavrosah, mesayachavrosah, mesayel. So she needs help walking. And that's also all these things require, require further analysis. And we'll see that. We'll talk with the achronim. Okay, some say as soon as she goes into labor, then that she's an either. That's questionable because someone will go into labor several days before. Okay, what does it mean going to labor? They have contractions for several days while she's already assumed to her husband, you know, at that moment already. Okay. So that's not so posh it. Okay. And others say that when it comes to I'll go over that more. I didn't print those macaros. We'll go over that more when we get to it. Okay. Anyway, what's that?
Yeah, the theme in Nida seems to be in Inner Bekian.
Yeah, well, but certainly Inner Bekian. So we're talking about Machmir. Okay.
Inner Bekian. And
So that's what Post has to give us some guidance, right? So, again, usually some people say that when she has the baby, there's water breaking. And the water breaking, that's when it is. So they're different opinions, okay? But a lot of people feel that we can be makel until she actually starts to bleed. But all right, that's all just the side point. But before I get, we'll get back to that in greater detail. But what I wanted to mention now is something, again, it's also very important that the Rush brings up over here, okay? And that's here in Paragimel, in Sim Gimel, 19, all right? Because here, that even though, again, we assume la halacha, like Rabbi Huda, is efshar l'psich, that's how most Rishonim assume, la halacha, that efshar l'psich hakever b'lo dam, efshar. Okay, however, and the Rosh was one of the people who said that. However, the Rosh does admit, and it's important, that was in Paragimel Simon Aleph. We had the Rosh back in source number 12. But here in source 19, Paragimel Simon Gimel, the Rosh does mention, l'psich hakever nami lo chashinan, okay, Shabidabar cotton kaze ain bo psich hakever. Okay, here she saw dam. Okay, there was it's something opened up, but it was very, very small. And it was the rush says there are certain things that are so small that won't cause any dam to come out for sure. So even if you hold in general, the rush does that ef shab psich hakever lo dam, when it comes to something that's inserted that's so small. Okay, if what came out was a chaticha yvesha, the width of a hair, okay, just something so small that won't cause. You know what I'm saying? Even the Rush is admitting, who holds, who probably passing a Behuda, that ef shob siska v'lo dam, but certain things are so small that even they'll admit that no, that would not cause a siska kevin. Okay, and the Gemara has, huh? Yeah, in a certain sense, okay, in a certain sense, Shulchan Aruch something bigger, okay. The Rosh here is talking about, for those of you on Zoom, sorry, the banging here that you might hear is because they're working in the hallway. And I apologize, I don't do about it. I don't know why they need to do that now, but that's what they're doing. So, you hear what I'm saying? So, the Shulchan Aruch was talking about, an actual chaticha. Here, it's somewhat a smaller chaticha. That, of course, that's going to give rise to the question of how small is small. And this is where it comes into a discussion of certain gynecological procedures. They insert some kind of an instrument that's very narrow, very thin. That's exactly the issue. But it's important to recognize that even the Rosh, okay, who holds, like the Rovi Shonah, that EF Shalom Sil Kabel Adam, something that's over cotton, it's not going to be. And he refers to a Gemara later on, my pelas can be dug him, and so on, again, something very thin. And that you can have even according to them, you can have Shizah Gemma low down. The Beis Yosef here, it seems to accept this. It's in our Siman Kuf Pechas in Ozvog. Okay, he says Yeshua the Hacha Davar Muatu the Nechula Amal Less Lepsichas Akever. And then he quotes this rush. The Beis Yosef quotes this rush. The telling the Davar Muatu then Kula Alma. That's the key. Okay, Kula Alma Less Lepsichas Akever. Okay, everybody will agree. Okay. At a certain point, everyone will agree. Less looks as a kever, chayin kasa rosh, etc. Okay, and what else? And then he says in general that the das rova poskim poskim Yehuda, most of poskim poskim Yehuda, the Rami Yeshua is a Adam, but that's sheer the chakidol. But he admits in the third to last line, b'sheer the chatichik dolo is parishav. The only problem is we don't really know for sure what's considered, you know, big and what's considered small. The ain lomar shakol shigdol yosim iklip of esara have a gedola. Clip of hair, you want to say everything bigger than that is already considered, too big. So that's not so posh. All right, but what he mentioned at the end, okay, that, and that's why this is in the Simon, let's remember the Shvaris, okay, let's remember the Shvaris, says the Beis Yosef, okay? The Beis Yosef says, we'll be Matar if something is the size of a Shvaris, and that's, he says, Dak Shabidakim. Again, it's imprecise somewhat in terms of our understanding, but that's what he says. Lo maternal b'shir shofaris, because we were talking about inserting a shofaris. That's what comes up over here. So let's see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch here, still in Siv Gimel, the end of that long Siv. It's in Kufay Ches Siv Gimel 21. Vehu shehitil chatichos b'mayim poshrim, okay? Lo b'muchu. V'davke chatichos ktanos d'umid shofaris. Ava chatich gidol ha'tmeya. I feel a rosa clump shin standing down, official EF shall see what they will have done. I feel an AFL shall nigma to rosa. Okay? In other words, he paskin EF shall see what they will have done, right? But that's regarding a chaticha gedola. The next question? Okay. So that's that's the Shulchan Aruch rules over here. Now, this is an interesting point because he says, who shahita la chaticha b'mayim poshrim, which sounds like you tested, they were testing to see what exactly these things were, all right? Well, there's but before I get to that point, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says here. He paskins EF shalom psiyas kever odam, certainly by chati gadol. And the Ramo, who doesn't say anything here, but the Ramo in Kuf Tzadi Dalet, in Tziv Bey, a little later in Kuf Tzadi Dalet, look at 22, the Ramo also writes, right, the Shulchan Aruch, ha-mapelos betoch mem, enechoy shal vada, mechoz mech renida, afil rosa, mipnei, she'i, and the Ramo adds, mipnei, I agree, she'i EF shalom psiyas kever odam. Okay, so he paskins that way. The Ramo agrees to that over there. Okay, the Shach, yeah.
I was just going to mention before, is the shear of Shofaris really relevant? I mean, we saw different ideas whether the Shofaris was actually inserted past the cervix or before the cervix.
Right, okay, that's true too. That's true. If it was before the cervix, this wouldn't come up. That's true. But nonetheless, that's what he uses the example of the thickness.
Right.
What do you write? What do you write?
Just assuming that the Shofaris goes into the mouth.
Right. That was Machlokes Achron, and how far it had to reach up. But he's using that as the width. Im Ava Im Dak. Okay. I mean, he says,
that's. Tosfos had already read the Gemara, not exactly in this way, but he had said that Shofaris doesn't mean literally. Shofaris, it means that the dam is. Is
right, or it said the chatichas can assure. You mean the chatichas can assure? Yes.
We are at least there.
And that was a discharge of something which had that width. Right. And a phenomenon. Yeah, you know what Alex is saying, because Tosas says that we had a three of machokas, right? Rashi and the Rosh and Tosas, but according to Tosas, that's what that Gemara meant, that chaticha can shofar. Yeah. Okay, good.
I mean, Tosas is definitely mean that way as well.
He's saying that that's the width of what's being discharged.
I mean, because it doesn't have to be a separate instrument. It could be that it's describing the dam.
Yeah, but describing the opening that came through. Okay, the Shach here in Sukkot Yud Aleph. Okay, Men Hushahitil sounds like there's a requirement of Bedik, which I don't go into now, but he does say. That's the basis of Dakim. Once you cross the Mashiach, cross the Ma'ariv, Khan, the Yadua Haya, Shenekar, Hamokar, Shalom, Kane, Gam, Khan, Ain, the Rebbe, the Chonim, the Aftalo Badika, Havi Yadua, Shain, the Dam Kafoy. Okay, you don't even have to do a Badika to see that it wasn't, that this Chaticha wasn't. The issue was, we'll talk more about this, Mizashem, tomorrow, Shir. You know, you know, dam yovesh. So how do you get it? Maybe this chaticha, this blood, was nothing more, was not the, what did the article call it, embryonic, it was not that. It was dried blood. So that's, you have to test, so that's a question whether you have to test or not. So it's a side point, which is not the, we're going to go to that now. But it's gotten your base, okay, the shach also calls, dumi the shofar is dak shemidakim, okay, like, you know, they're gonna, he mentions as well, he quotes this from the Beis Yosef. Okay? All right. Now, Ad Kan, we were talking about, and here's where I want to just get into what may be relevant, because I kept saying, well, it talks about instruments and so on. But there's a fundamental difference between an instrument that's inserted and we've been talking about till now. Okay? Namely, the we've been talking till now about where the Psichus HaKever happened within, inside. It was part of the normal bodily functions, okay? That's not necessarily the same thing when you stick something in where you cause the opening. In other words, the Psichus HaKever mibachutz, right? That's the question. That's really the issue, okay? So far, we've been discussing only a case where the discharge of flesh, discharge of flesh caused the Psichus HaKever inside. It was knocking this chaticha through, that you were saying before, like the chaticha coming through the opening, that's what caused it to open, right? That's what caused the Psichus HaKever. So now we have to assume maybe the dam came along with it, right? Again, we're talking about, let's go back again, we can't forget what we're talking about. That was the opening line and more. We're talking about palace, right? So she discharged something. She discharged this blob, this dam, and this chaticha, I mean. Did something come out with it? Well, obviously, in order for it to come out, to begin with, the uterus had to open a little bit. So now the question is, did dam come with it? That's our issue. I have to make sure everyone understands that, right? That's what we're talking about, right? That we're talking about here where the body forced out this blob, okay, this chaticha, came through the opening of the uterus. And now the question is, well, once the uterus opened up, does that mean dam came out also? And that's the machokas, whether Epsher or Re-Epsher, the Psichus HaKever. There definitely was a Psichus HaKever here, right? Something opened. That is for the machokas. How wide did it open? How big did it open? It opened a tiny drop and so on. So that's what we just saw in the rush. But the chaticha, presumably, is a little bit more of an opening. It opened a little bit more, a little thicker, or a little, not thicker. I don't know if it was thicker. Okay, there was a little thicker, so it opened the uterus a little bit. And now the question is, does that mean by definition some dam came out also? And again, we said in the road before, at least it's a possibility. Okay, anyway, so that's the machlokas. But when we talk about the gynecological procedure, so it's not there's something artificial, something from outside, something without opened it up. So that is that the same thing? That's the question. So it's really the Nodeb Yehuda who starts with this in his Chuvas 23, Madura Tinyana Yerod Chelik Ardesim Kuf Chof. Okay. He says, Shela Shnei Asher Shal HaRichas Lo Tzok Pashiru Shema She'omru Yeshuz Yeshal Psiach Kevel Adam Ein Chilek Ben Gram HaPsicha Hu Mebifnim U Ben Gram HaPsicha Hu Mebichutz. Rabbi Yehuda says, no difference. It doesn't matter what caused the uterus to open. Whether the uterus opened because the body was, biologically discharging this chaticha, and that's what caused it to open. And then we have our machokas, or no, something artificial, so to speak, from the outside. Some prying with an instrument or something like that. Whether that caused it. Either way, okay. Vein grabs and roots, shaharofe, hichlis etzba'o, or is a kli, upasach kli amokor. The doctor put in his finger or some other, utensil inside, some instrument inside. So it doesn't make a difference. Then he says, Gamein chilik ben huyaldo zekenam, so like a shadomim. He says the Yehuda is pretty definitive. Okay, he's macher ef shel psichus kevel adam. Okay, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's mifnim or mibachutz.
All right, even a zakena.
What?
Why should a zakena be?
I don't know that now. The answer is because there is still some dam there and so on. Just that she's not going to ever put it out naturally, but. If it does come out, it comes out. That's what he says. Okay? It's a Kiddush, but that's what Nabi Huda says. And he says Yaldo also, right? Woo. Okay, anyway, that's what Nabi Huda. Now, there's a Chumra, but again, he's saying, but it's an important Chumra because I said before, he gives an example again. A Rofe Hichli says, Bo is a clue, plus a clear mocker. They're talking about the doctor and the medical procedure. Okay? So says the Nabi Huda. In the Ha'aris that are printed, the Nabi Huda over there in Simon Kufchov, in the Ha'aris, Ha'ar number 4. Okay, it's in the database. So I printed it 24, huh? No. Okay, I forgot who it is. It says Hagom's Reish Beit Pes. I don't know what it is. I forgot. I knew, but I forgot. I'll check it out. Anyway, they're not by the Lulu. They said near Iyun Betifaris Lamosha, the different posik, okay, who says that, you know, that no, the fact EF Shul Shemot Hagol Dam Hainu Iniftach Mibifnim Avachutz Aide Adam Lo, okay, and so he thinks that the Haaretz over here, he thinks that those who argue, and said no, EF Shul Shemot Hagol Dam is only when it's open naturally from the inside, not when it's open artificially Mibachutz. So not everybody agrees with this that Haaretz really even says that. Now the question, you know, what the Rambam holds, okay? Then he says, look towards the end. Im niftach harachem the other in hechrek sheyotzei dam. All right. Anyway, it's a tamach. You know, whoever wrote these orders, Tanya, against the Yehuda, and said that not everyone agrees with the Yehuda. The truth is, again, first Moshe is not the Yehuda. I mean, it's important point, but not the Yehuda. However, the binas adam, okay, the chay adam. And the Binas Adam here in Shar Beis Hanashim is in Yud Gimel, the Chachmas Adam. The Binas Adam is on the bottom of the page, it's by the Chay Adam, right? It says, oh, it's on the bottom of the page in the Chay Adam, same thing on the Chachmas Adam. So this is the Chachmas Adam, Sun Yud Gimel. Os Chav Gimel. All right, Siv Chav Gimel, the Chachmas Adam. She'ela, Isha Shemali Amel Alis, a Shalchalikos Chachama. Woman who is about to go into her term is up, and she's having, what's a Chama, like a midwife, right? Do they have another name for it today? A doula or something else? Whatever, I don't know. Okay. I mean, with the Chachama called a Chachama, you know, the Chazal called a Chachama. Right, that's a joke. It says, Ezu Chacham, or Rosh Hanolad. So, you know, she sees it, no, so it's called a Chachama. Okay, anyway. So, so you never heard that one. Okay, so it's a, so they called a Chachama, fine.
Never heard that
one either. That's very funny. Okay, anyway. Ubodka Osav Omer Shadayim, Lonir Klumis, you want to lay the Imutaris Labilot. So the midwife came and checked her out and Taka, nothing doing. Okay, she had to open up and check, and she had to look inside, or poke around inside. She's not dilated, whatever the, you know, the terms are and so on. Okay, so he mentions, it doesn't say, okay, but whether instrument or not, but it was artificial, it was her fingers or whatever it was. Okay, there's some kind of, but the point is, whatever opened up didn't open up other than because of what she was doing. Okay. So he quotes Nachas Shiva, which I have to come back to again. The Nachas Shiva is one of the people who talked about that issue I raised before. You know, he said that as soon as a woman goes to labor, then even if she doesn't end up delivering the baby, she's already a sewer to her husband. Right? It could be a couple of weeks, not usually a couple of weeks, but it could be you know, it could be certainly a few days, certainly a few days, not uncommon at all. Okay, he passed, he quotes the Nachas Shiva, right? And he goes, the Sidri Tara. Partially agrees with Nachas Shiva, okay, the Sidri Tara, you know, accepts it, you know, the, that, you know, the, but if he holds if she didn't give birth, then it turns out that we simply, the Taka was no Pesach Kever retroactively. No, if she didn't give birth, okay, she really was in childbirth. If she was really in childbirth, then Taka should be a Shula Baila when she got to the stage of, you know, of labor, so to speak, right? I mean, if she really was in childbirth, but the fact she didn't have a child at that point means that retroactively she wasn't. There wasn't a specific time. Anyway, that's what the Chacham Zanim here in the Binah Zanim talks about. But more relevant to us at the moment, okay, that he, the Sidur Torah says it's a simon shechav leshav, what we call false labor. We call it teos in English, false labor. Okay, so false labor doesn't make her. The Nachas Shiva doesn't care. Once it's labor, that's it. Then you're out. Then she's also to her husband, even if it's been false labor. And then the Sidur Torah is willing to accept that, no, but that's only if it's real labor. If it turns out that it stops or whatever it is, and then retroactively, it's like we turn out it wasn't a problem. So it's false labor. Okay, that I mentioned before. We'll come back to that a different time. But a few lines down, the Chayadim writes, the Chachmas on the right, the Bina Tzadim, Akshav, Motzasi, B'tshuvas, Adoni, Mori, B'Rabbi, B'Nod Yehuda. Okay. He calls him, yeah, that's what he calls him. Madura Tinya. Now, again, you know, the timing works, but you know, but, yeah, that's what he says. Okay, so he says, now did he mean he actually? Remember, I just had great comment for him. Whatever he says, Madura Tinya Nasim Kuf Chav Ches. By us, it's Kuf Chav. So it doesn't have the correct. Anyway, Shakaz Vazel Shani quotes this. You know, this whole din, like we said. Achlo, a few lines later, despite the great comment, Achlo zachisi leida menaleha. I don't know where he got this from. Okay, he doesn't bring any raya. He just says that's where it is. Okay, and he said, Tzarachim. I'll tell you why, says the Chachmah Chosam. Because Kashay mashmash habal be'etzmash as tashmish. When a husband, you know, a husband touches his wife, or certainly inserts the aver, so that's going to be, anytime there's any kind of, someone goes inside, that's going to render her pshus hakever, you know, that's what he says. That's what another Yehuda seemed to say, right? He said, the doctor, even a finger, right? Even, not just a kli. Shafilo aver shu gado harbe, ena magia rakat a prozdor, a little cheder, kamo shukas vatoz yantan, and so on, so on, lachain nirali, agav shitfo chasa kenel marber, but lo dak was that. He doesn't think it's true. Doesn't agree with this not a Behuda, and he says that an external opening will not count. That's what Chachma Zanam didn't say. But I do want to mention the Beis Yosef.
I mean,
yeah,
he didn't exactly say that external opening doesn't count. He says
no. He just said
that fingers won't actually get up.
Won't get up there. Right. Correct. That's an important point. I'll come back to that. But yes, okay. I mean, again, but the bottom line is that. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, obviously the man putting his finger there or Ava there and so on does not make her a that's not called Pesach Kever, but he does seem to disagree. But he does absolutely correct leave room to say that if it's an instrument about it which goes up higher, then he would agree. You're right. I'm not arguing that point. I mean, I want to stress the point really. Chochmas Adam definitely leaves open the possibility that something goes higher up. Would be a problem, even though it's been b'chutz. I acknowledge that. The truth is, the Beis Yosef, okay, or even though Rabbi Huda is one who said the shita that we just mentioned, okay, and it's quoted from Rabbi Huda and everything else, but the idea really is found, you know, in the Beis Yosef by us here in Siman Kuf Peches. Again, about the shofaris. Look what it says in 26. The Dafka Chatichos Tanos Dumin the shofaris. Ulufi Masha Pasak Rabbi Huda. The Omar Yafshav says Kevel Odam. Well, we paskin. Roa bishvoferes obachaticha my metar hari niftacha kever v'yav shavul adam v'lecha chilek rabbeinu ben chaticha k'tana l'gdola diktama ein b'pshas kever shem yav shavul lo b'lodam. The Beis Yosef again, without saying internal external, he does distinguish in something bigger and something smaller. Yeah.
Why is it that we're continuing talking about this topic? Wouldn't this like pull up a marker or something? I mean, it seems like
well, there's not necessarily a marker here.
I mean, if you're inserting something,
and
there's blood.
No, but that's if you scratch or something. But if you open, then you opened it. You didn't scratch it. Then you opened it.
It's hard to know, I guess.
That's the point.
That's why maybe
you couldn't pull out the marker. There are moments that in a case where you have a people, so then that is a marker.
Right, now that we said.
No, but that's not the same thing.
It's not necessarily the same thing, yeah.
It's interesting, but it's hard to know what's going on. I mean, it's an X-ray machine, how do you know?
Right, no, I understand that. But okay, but again, you're right. But the din, what the Beis Yosef says is that, again, the din of Pesach Kever is only a larger type of opening. Maybe that's, but it doesn't say it's not because of a marker. Okay? It's not because of a marker.
But earlier in the day, I think, or when the Ramah had his speksega, so that was only, I mean, he said if it was only a maybe that there's a marker in the marker. Then he wasn't going to rely on that.
By itself, right,
it's only,
right.
It's, you know, right. Even if it was only in the mukhor, then you'd have to know it's bad and it's down.
Right, right. That's both. And here, remember, here we're talking about this. I keep bringing up, here we're talking there was no dam. Let's remember, that's part of the point, too. We have to bear in mind, we're talking here, there was no dam. This whole discussion today goes back when there was no dam. If there was dam, it's a different story. So, okay. Anyway, so the Beis Yosef may already hint a little bit like the Nevi Yehuda. However, there are other achronim. I mentioned over here, we'll go through quickly. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva Chelek Ardei Siman Kuf Ayin Tes. Okay. And he says, I don't understand because the way the Huda said, even the doctor put in the fingers, he said, Noros Niflesi Amasha Kosom Alasom Zelo Shonom. When he mistopic was Shoah Masha and then maybe Al Gufa Dover Shahechmer Lahakshi Bedikas Melanis Vetzmal Upsil Kerr That was a kosher bein al omro. Okay, to say that to put her finger in that, putting her finger in to do an examination, see how much she's dalid, that's really cool. She was a kever. It's not true. Okay. Because it's not inserted far enough, so he also takes issue with it. And finally, in terms of the early achronim, I printed in 28, the finger doesn't go far enough in. Again, leaving open the possibility if something does go far enough in would be a problem, even if it's external. The Tshuva Me'avo, that's what Elazar Fleckles, who was a Talmud, it was one of the primary Talmud of the Nebuchadnezzar, okay, 28. So Tshuva Me'avo, Chelek Aleph Shem Kuf Tazayin, 28. The Gam Guf Adin, the EF Shom Sizgav Odam, Eno Muskam. He reminds us of something else in terms of evaluating the section, the situation. Let's remember, he says, that not everybody accepts this principle of Efsha Lepsichat Kavod Adam. Notably, the Rambam doesn't. Okay, our Rambam says the Efsha Lepsichat Kavod Adam. Okay, which is like the Rabbanan, and he says the Af Adanan Kamel of the Chumra. Even though we pass the Chumra here in our Siman Kuf Pechas Yigal, that's maybe a Hainu Shir Gishah Pesilat Kavish Ozu Yisatar Yisukaris. Of a Zushal or Gishah Pesilat Pesilat Kavish Klal. Okay. After Lou Yeshar Omer Psychever who Mishasha Harusa knows or whatever Psychever is we mentioned before, but maybe again his whole issue says the Trimava, the whole issue is the Rabbanon. So he says maybe some Khina Binogala Rambam, the Afshu Psychever Odam, where Pratch is a group of Suffolk who got belated and so on. So in any event, he says, maybe the halacha is like the Rambam, so that's another reason to be Makel. As far as what is the width? And we'll come back and pull all this together in just a moment to finish up. As far as, what exactly is the shear of Psyche HaKever? So, Ramosha has a tshuva, okay? Yeridea, Chelek Aleph, Simon Pei Tes, Nigris Moshe, 29. EF Shum Psyche HaKever, Melo Dam, Lachos, as far as another Behuda, we want to be Choshe, as another Behuda. What is the shear? What's the shear? Yishalti, a very common question. It did some procedure, okay? And okay, the kash is straw, that's very thin, okay? The low lechol psicha choshen adam, the ha bepila kein saros it's his dam tar ain't choshen, im came on lasa shuma tzmenu. Anyway, he refers to a sugya in olos, right? And sort of complicated. He doesn't know the exact thing, but obviously, it's very very common for a woman to be dilated, like I said, several weeks before giving birth. Okay, it's not uncommon at all. Okay, he doesn't want to say that that's not, that can't be called Psyche HaKever. Otherwise, we'd have to mechayev every woman at the beginning of the ninth month to go to the doctor and see her every day to see if she's dilated. We don't do that. Okay, so anyway, Moshe says, Vada imeno av me'etz b'ktana yesh lahakil. Okay, he says, and he uses the etz b'ktana as the shear. Okay, something which is not as thick as the etz b'ktana, it can be makel. All right, that's what he says.
You ready?
Yeah.
Does Rav Moshe standardize that like he does with a lot of the other measurements? Is like
I think so. So I think what the post would say is 15 millimeters. I think that's what this says. That's what they write in the book.
And Rav Moshe would hold by that 15 millimeters.
I think so. Again, he acknowledges he's not sure, but that's what he says. He has a raya from the Bir HaGroa by us. It gets a little complicated, but the Abir HaGroa by us, okay, has a thinner, the shear, the thinner, it's like the top of a spindle. Okay, the Abir HaGroa by us is in Kuf Pei Ches. Okay, first he quotes in Simchat Nechav Gimel 30. Simchat Nechav Gimel, he says, he quotes the Rush, that the Psycha is a Kever Lo Chashin, and Zorn Ketanim Ke'elu, right? Then the question is, how small is small? And then it's the Shofar, and he says, and the Likut, in the bottom of the Likut, She'enam before Shiach Tim, which I gave of a Perek Zion, the Olos, refers to a mission, Olos Perek Zion, Mishnah Dalad, where the also talks about a woman, she Mekasha Lele, and Niftach HaKever, And there, Nifcha Kever is understood to be something like, you know, where it's like the, look at the Bar Tanura, okay, 32, the Bar Tanura, and that mission all is Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, Ein on the Fallen Pesach Kever, Shuman Mil Sehuda, Be'ochem Ahad, Amin, Mishnah Tichakat, Mishnah Nifcha Kever, Ein Pai Lahad, Lo Amin, Elo Ben Nafal, Nafal, She'igal Rosh Kepika, the sort of tip of his head, Kloma She'esho, Igal Rosh Gadol, Kepela Chazer, Shanashim Tavos, Ba'achut Shel Shesi. When the woman saw a spindle, okay, you know, the top of the spindle, okay? Okay, again, that's not considered the birthing. So, according to that, Mishnah is a shear like that of a spindle. Most of the instruments the doctor uses today are much thinner than that, are very, very thin. You know, okay, you know, it's interesting because, again, the objection to the Behuda is that, you know, just putting your finger, so it's a standard bedika. There, you know, it's not possible. Every time a woman does a bedika herself, what does she do when she does a bedika? She puts a cloth around the finger, okay, and, you know, does a bedika. So, you know, there you can argue the finger doesn't go that far, but what about a medical instrument that is inserted deeper in, okay? So, again, the Beis Yosef and so on and so forth, depends how big the instrument is. And the further question, by the way, what's considered the... Where does the cervix fit in? But in any event, right, is the cervix already part of the, we had that machlokas also. But in terms of size of the instruments, the Vilna Gaon has this calculation, and that's understood to be the modern day equivalent of 15 millimeters. I think that's the accepted. So if the instrument is smaller than that, it's not a problem. And instruments used are very small. Okay, so it's, you know, it's not exactly an issue. Now the question is, how far in does it have to go, the location of the mokar? So presumably, you know, the point of the mokar is when it passes from the bayis hapnim to the bayis hachiton. That's the place of the that is the kever. Okay. Again, the question is where does the mokar end and where does the bayis hachiton begin? All right. So the uterus is the bayis hapnim. The cervix is you know goes from the vaginal area you know in, up and so on and so forth. So that's a question of how far in does it go. Most or many gynecologic procedures are interested in the cervix. So if the cervix is not part of the mokar, there's no, even if you use a wider instrument, in other words, taking a cervical biopsy or something like that, you're just tinkering with the cervix, so that's, then it can be bigger than 15 millimeter, not be a problem. On the other hand, if it is part of the mokar, so, you know, bottom line is, in each case, we saw yesterday, right, you have to ask a shali, you have to look into the, you know, you have to know what size was the instrument and how far in did it go, okay, how far in did it go. There are a number of reasons, just to summarize, and we'll stop with this. There are a number of reasons to be makel by, you know, gynecological exams today, okay? Number one, okay, let's remember. So they're basically, in many, many cases, and I'm not giving this a general rule, but in many cases, we can assume that a gynecological procedure with instruments were inserted are not a problem, that they do not render her neither. And there are four reasons to be makel, and we will finish. First of all, like I said before, we saw from the Chumash. Number one, the Rambam says that, again, we're talking, she didn't see dam. I keep having to stress. She didn't see anything, which is usually the case. Okay? So number one, the Rambam denies that the din of Yefshel Pesach Kever Lodam exists. Rambam says, yes, Efshel. Okay, the Rambam paskins, and so the Shultz also does. So it's not automatic, you know, that maybe Efshel Pesach Kever Lodam. Okay? I mean, it's against the Rambam paskin, but the Rambam is the Rambam. Okay, and the Shultz and so on. Number two, okay, even if you accept that it's a real din, EF, sure, but not everybody agrees fully with the Nodabi Huda, who says that, you know, it refers even to a psicha and b'chutz. Okay, maybe we don't pass anything like the Chayadim, you know, perhaps, you know, suggest an external may not count. Okay, and thirdly, even if we pass and like the Nodabi Huda, that a psicha and b'chutz does count, but most instruments used today are smaller than the amount that the spindle of the 15 millimeters, okay? You know, and fourthly, even if the instrument is larger than 15 millimeters, many procedures don't go that far in, okay? They're only, so you know, they're not going to reach the opening of the mokar anyways. So that's what the truth of the matter is, the more The metzias work in favor of lahakil. Why? Because lamaisa, the deeper in they go, the more likely is that the instrument is thinner and thinner. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you put together the last two kulas, you know, that maybe a psicha b'chutz is not a problem, even if it is, but it's a small instrument. And the question, how far did it go in? That concern. Lamaisa, you can think of it by definition. You know, it's somebody's body here, and that's why I think it was this big space to start with. So the deeper it inserts, the more, you know, the more likely it's a small instrument. Okay. But I do want to say, you know, it can happen. And remember, this whole thing is only no dumb. If there is dumb, which usually most of the time there isn't with these procedures, but if there is, then that's a different ballgame. We'll talk about that at a different time. Okay? So that takes care of that. We'll continue. We'll finish up the simon tomorrow. Question? Yes, Ezra.
Yeah, Rebbe, when it comes to something like an IUD, which is, you know, smaller than an etzba when it's inserted, but then it blows up to size once it's inside.
Yeah, but the insertion goes when the instrument was inserted. Okay. Very good. I want you to have a good day.
Thank you very much.